Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, we're going to talk about something. Oh, man, that's been around forever. We're going to talk about something that's been around forever, but we just now going to be all mad about. We're going to talk about power and women, all right. Vanilla Sprite is so delicious. Anyways. So, stoners. Sorry, it's been a while since I've actually, you know, done a podcast. I've been very busy with battle rap and everything like that there. But let's get into it, though. I really want to get into this. Okay. I was having a conversation with a pal of mine. And hold on one second. Kush. Anyways, I was having a conversation with a pal of mine, and he was getting all mad and, you know, showing his passion about this R. Kelly thing. This guy with these young girls. I mean, come on. And he's just going ham, right, stoners? And I'm like, I'm understanding his anger, because he's making great points. You know, an older man with young girls, it shows that he's intellectually just not equipped to deal with grown women, you know. And we're talking. So we change subjects. We start talking about our women and everything. And he says him and his wife tried having sex to porno. And I said, oh, word? How that went for you? He said, well, you know, I put on a Playboy channel. And then it hit me. I said, wait, Playboy? You like Playboy? And he said, yeah, he likes Playboy. And I'm like, huh? And he was like, why? It's not hard. I'm like, no, it's not that. It's just, so you like Hugh Hefner? And, you know, stoners, he was like, yeah, what's wrong with Hugh Hefner? He didn't see what I was getting at. You just gave your big, I think we talked about R. Kelly, and I listened to his passionate soliloquy for maybe a half hour. And he couldn't see where I was going of him being such a hypocrite of liking somebody like Hugh Hefner. So when I broke it down for him and said, well, Hugh Hefner is just like R. Kelly, even worse, because he made a profitable enterprise off of it. And I, you know, I'm laughing because I'm thinking that as my friend and as a logical person, he would understand where I'm coming from and be like, whoa, you know what? That's crazy. You know what? That's true. And, you know, and we'll just pass on about it. But he really got mad, you know. For context, my friend is white, for context. So I said, bro, let's be honest. If Hugh Hefner was black, he wouldn't have made it. Boosie said, and I quote, because I don't want to misquote the man. Boosie said, and I quote, and I'm talking about Boosie Badass. He said, and I quote, if Hugh Hefner was black, he wouldn't have made it to 35. The Playboy Mansion wouldn't have made it to 35. Think about it, stoners. So 18-year-old women around this grown man, this grown 30-year-old, taking pictures of him naked. This 60, 70, 80-year-old man, once you turn 18, you can move into the Playboy Mansion, stoners, and live your life, all right. That was cool. We buy his magazines. Us as 30-year-old, 40-year-old, 50-year-old men have Playboy magazines all in our bathrooms and stuff. That's cool. Is it because he's white, or is it because of power? I think, me personally, stoners, I think it's because of both. If R. Kelly was white, all of these charges would have been swept under the rug, I believe, because of somebody like Hugh Hefner, who can literally be glorified as a decent human being. Stoners? When in all actuality, he was just like any other porn director and any other porn photographer out there. except he had an actual stable of women, of young females, 18 years old, up to the age of 25. That's the cutoff point of the Playboy Mansion. You're considered old news once you hit the age of 25, unless you're extraordinarily popular. 18 to 25. This man is 60 and 70 years old. Let me ask you a question. You think before they got to 18, you think they wasn't having sex and doing things that they know they shouldn't be doing before they got to the Playboy Mansion? Let me ask you another question. When they got to the Playboy Mansion, you think he wasn't having sex with any of them? Huh, stoners? Talk to me. Because, excuse me, I'm just wondering, is this selective hate? I mean, you look at somebody like Cardi B, stoners. Somebody like Cardi B admits that she takes men to their hotel room, drugs them, and robs them, and everybody and their mama's defending her. But somebody like Bill Cosby can have women from 30, 40 years ago bring up some stuff, don't have any proof, only witnesses in their statements, don't have any proof, and this man gets 10 years in jail. Now, I'm not defending Bill Cosby or defending R. Kelly. I'm just noticing we're all hypocrites. Yes, I say we, because I never thought about this literally until today. Stoners, I'm not in my studio doing this podcast. I'm filtering this through my phone. I'm literally at work on lunch break in my vehicle. I just had to get this out. You know, stoners, it's crazy. Because think about it, stoners. Think about it. If Hugh Hefner was black, do you really think that he can have, you know what they would classify him as? A pimp. There's no way that he would have a whole gang of women only there for one reason, and that's to look good and take pictures. Not only that, let me put it in a magazine and sell it to all the adult men out there. No black man can build an enterprise from the 50s until now. Well, after you dead, it's still pumping. The Playboy Mansion is still a place to be. You know, stoners, it's still a place to be. It's still a place of enjoyment. It's still a place of, oh my God, I want to be there. If I say, hey, yo, I'm throwing, hey, yo, pot, and I'm throwing you a birthday party, guess where it's going to be at? Where? The Playboy Mansion. Oh my God. You know what I'm saying? But when you really step back and look at it, you know, and I'm not here to, you know, criticize anybody that, you know, enjoys Playboy Channel, or have been, or want to go, or just like the idea of the Playboy Mansion. I'm just stating my opinion. I'm not gonna say it's a fact. My opinion on the hypocrisy of how we selectively choose to hate and cancel certain things. Bill Cosby's canceled, R. Kelly's canceled, but Hugh Hefner is still looked at as a great man. And I'm like, I don't get it. You know, he basically was running a brothel. You know, fun fact for you, Bill Cosby for 2 years was thrown out of his house because of his antics with these young women. He was thrown out of his house for 2 years while he was hosting the Tonight Show, right? Everybody was going through his thing, and guess where he stayed for those 2 years? Yes, you get it. You got it. The Playboy Mansion. And while he was there for those 2 years, guess what Hugh Hefner introduced him to? We're going to pay some bills, and I'll let you know right when we come back. And we're back, stoners. Now, what we were talking about was Bill Cosby at the Playboy Mansion, and for 2 years while he was thrown out of his house by his wife Camille, and Hugh Hefner introduced Bill Cosby to something, and I promise you to let you know what it is. And he introduced him to Quaaludes, stoners. That's right. While Bill Cosby was at the Playboy Mansion for those 2 years, and this is fact. This is not my opinion. This is not me guessing. This is not a conspiracy. This is proven fact. While he was there, Hugh Hefner introduced him to the drug called Quaaludes and the experiences of what they can do to a woman. Now, you have somebody like Hugh Hefner whose business is to have young, attractive females around him at all times and living in his big mansion. He's the one that introduced... I'm sorry, hold on. He's the one that introduced Bill Cosby to Quaaludes. Which, now, this is my opinion that's coming next. I want to preface it by saying that. What begs the question for me, stoners, is you showed me how to do this. Does that mean you've been doing this? How many 18, 19, 20, and 21-year-old girls you drugged up so that they would feel comfortable with having sex with a 50, 60, and 70-year-old man, having a 50, 60, 70-year-old penis inside of their mouth? I think the Quaalude drug would help with that. Now, again, stoners, I'm not here to slander. I'm not here to slander Playboy. I'm not here to say that he was drugging women. I'm not here to do that. If you want to credit me for the rumor, if it gets started, then hey, I'll take that, whatever. But understand it would be just a rumor. I don't have any facts for that. But at the same time, though, just like how everybody had no facts against Bill Cosby, it begs the question. Now, it is a fact that Bill Cosby got introduced to Quaaludes by Hugh Hefner. It is a fact that Bill Cosby lived in the Playboy Mansion for 2 years while his wife threw him out for cheating. Okay, stoners? So I'm just trying to figure out, how can the student get criticized and penalized, but the teacher gets rewarded and damn that gets a statue built outside of your smut kingdoms? I'm just saying, stoners, I just see the hypocrisy in things, and I just wanted to state that out. You know, if you think about it, stoners, you know, that's all Hugh Hefner was. He was a powerful man that liked young girls. And he figured out a way to make it not only profitable, but to also quench his sick and perverted mind. Yes, and that's me giving my opinion on Hugh Hefner. I don't think he was a great man. I think that he was a smart pervert, if you will. He loved the women. No, he didn't love young girls, but he loved the younger woman. In other words, 18 to 25. I mean, that's just plain. That's just wow. Anybody above the age of 25 in Playboy has a mass following and extremely popular. Everybody else, you literally get cut off. Go to modeling. Go to acting. I hope you made enough networking and connections while you were here. But you're gone. Power and women have always been together like peanut butter and jelly, Shaq and Kobe, LeBron and D-Wade. It's always been them two. A man with power will always have women. Women will always want men with power. Sometimes you luck up and get a great man with power. And sometimes you luck up and get a Harvey Weinstein. It all depends what type of luck you have. But I just wanted to point out a certain difference and a certain hypocrisy that we do to things. Like, we selectively choose what we hate. You can hate Bill Cosby, but you can make excuses for Hugh Hefner. You can hate R. Kelly, but you can make excuses for Cardi B. All I'm saying is, if you hate, if you want to cancel and hate something, cancel and hate it all. Being selective with people's lives and legacies is not a great thing to do, because think about it. You wouldn't want somebody who knows nothing about you and nothing about your situation dissecting it, and then for the masses to see, making an opinion on it that becomes your reality. In other words, whatever I say you are, you are. If I say you're a monster, then you're a monster. Monster. If I say you're a pedophile, then you're a pedophile. You wouldn't like that. So let's just give other people the respect that you in turn would want. Judging people is just never a good idea. And I thought by now we would notice judging books by their cover is never the way to go. But when it comes to power and women, it's hard to discreet that, you know, so. But I just wanted to point that out for y'all stoners. Follow me on all my social medias, Mr. Super Duper BC. That's MrSupaDuperBC. I apologize for the short podcast, but it was just, some thoughts I wanted to get off my chest. Follow me on my YouTube also. That's Stoner Talk, also as the podcast. And also on Twitch. Follow me on Twitch. I stream every now and again. You know what I'm saying? It's Mr. Super Duper BC. And as always, love each other and love life. Stoners unite!